Aboriginal communities in New South Wales have been confronted with this appalling increase in the number of their kids being taken, notionally by the welfare authority, 5 or 6-fold increase in the number of Aboriginal children being taken from homes, taken from country and put in care. That's just in the last decade. In fact, you know, since the former Prime Minister Kevin Rudd made that tear-filled apology about the stolen generation and said never again, that's when we've seen this explosion of child removal. And the fact of the matter is, it's not just New South Wales, it's a national picture. WA, we've seen a 5-fold increase in the number of children taken since 2007. But in New South Wales, there's been this movement, the Grandmothers Against Removal, a really enormously powerful group of women. Many of them around Gamilaroi, part of New South Wales, sort of Tamworth, Gunnedah, up around Moree Way, but not limited to there. And they've spent the last 2 years really struggling with the department and eventually wrestled them to ground and have got an agreement with them to put more and more decision-making in the hands of Aboriginal communities about their kids and about when kids should be taken, if they should be taken, and to assist if a child needs to be removed, to assist in making sure that they're cared for on country. And we got that agreement signed off in the first week of November this year from the Minister here in New South Wales. And we had an invitation from the Pilbara, from the Mardu people in the Pilbara, to come and talk to them because they're facing similar issues, very similar issues. And we had the trip out to the Pilbara, met with them and tried to sort of talk through what's happened in New South Wales and to see that it really isn't a national scourge, the removal of Aboriginal children.
And what is the model based on?
The model is something that's been worked up by the grandmothers. Together with, I might say, we had assistance from the Ombudsman, assistance from the New South Wales Law Society, and eventually some goodwill from the department here, FACTS. And what it basically says is, at the time a decision is being made about whether or not a child should or shouldn't be removed, that the department needs to consult a local decision-making group, a local advisory group, which has as its core community elders. And in New South Wales, that's where the Grandmothers Group form the core of these local advisory bodies. And, of course, they have the best knowledge about their community. They have the best knowledge about which kids are and aren't safe. They have the best knowledge about the child does need to be taken away from their parents for their own protection. They have the knowledge about which aunties and uncles and grandmothers and grandparents are available and able to care. And it's tapping into that local knowledge, that deep understanding, and giving Aboriginal people some self-determination. That's what the model's based on, and that's what we're out there in the Pilbara talking about.
What's the next step as far as it being authorised in the Pilbara?
We went out to one of the townships out there, Jigalong, one of the Mardu townships out there. We sat down and really just listened. It was myself, as well as Sue Ellen Tyre, a Gamilaroi woman from New South Wales, and Vanessa Colbong, Aboriginal woman from Perth. We went out and sat down and listened. And, you know, what we heard was the national story, you know, children being taken, no consultation, a sort of inability to have them return to country, children losing culture and language. We presented the document that we'd worked up here in New South Wales and, you know, talked through how we got to it in New South Wales. And they were talking about having their own variation on it, which how they'd formed their own decision-making groups. We went and with some of the Mardu elders and presented the New South Wales guidelines to the department in WA. They've received them. It's now gone to the minister. And the minister says, well, if you take her at her word, she says, yes, she's looking at the guidelines and wants to implement something very similar in WA. So my experience with these things is ministers tend to say that when you're pressuring them and you've got a bit of media and a camera on them, it actually requires years of constant pressure to make sure the guidelines are implemented.
This gets authorised in the Pilbara. Now that New South Wales has picked it up, hopefully we can see some of this uniform within other states and territory in Australia.
Yeah, absolutely. And in fact, the grandmothers' groups are now all over the country. We've got grandmothers' groups in Queensland, in WA, down in Victoria, New South Wales and the NT. So for myself, I've always thought the solution for the care of Aboriginal children doesn't lie with a government department. The solution in terms of finding ensuring safety or as safe as possible for Aboriginal children lies with empowering the community and making sure that the community are the primary decision makers. And, you know, these guidelines that we've established here in New South Wales are one. I'm not saying they're the only way, but they're the most viable option on the table at the moment to get that self-determination happening.